Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:15 is going to be hot today, and you know, all of this is subjective. I mentioned earlier I was out taking Betsy the Boxer for her daily walk, and it didn't seem as just stifling, stagnant, mash you into the ground heat. It seemed like it was a little bit better yesterday afternoon. Still hot, but at least it seemed bearable. Highs today of 95, lows tonight of 80, so take the necessary precautions, and this could be the way all the way through the weekend. We'll watch a disturbance in the Gulf, maybe a bigger chance for rain, which really, as long as it doesn't flood, we need, because I don't know about you, but the mud in the ground and everything else, my yard's cracking. We're talking about vaping now. I was astounded to see that one in five teenagers in this country admit, or high school students, admit to vaping. And I know they had made inroads into teen smoking, and it seems to me, and we'll find out more as we talk to our next guest, that we're on the cusp with vaping right now, where we were before the explosion of cigarette smoking in the United States, and we see where that led, and it seems like now might be the time to put the brakes on this. Dr. Stephen Cantro joins us now, associate professor in pulmonary and critical care medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. Good morning, doctor.
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
Tell me about, and for the audience that maybe has not been following this, about the health problems that have seemingly been multiplying in the last couple of weeks, months of people with these illnesses, and just tell us a story of that, if you will.
Sure, yeah. So these vaping systems or e-cigarettes, what the kids are calling Juul systems, Juul, those definitely have some kind of a problem because of the nicotine they deliver. These deliver high levels of nicotine. A lot of the kids are actually getting sick from like overexposure to nicotine. And there's a great concern, Tommy, that this is leading to significant addiction among the young people and may well lead to chronic lung disease. But this other episode, this thing that's happened the last couple of weeks, this explosion of news about people ending up in the intensive care unit from vaping, this is something related to that, but probably we will find out that has to do with people buying these vape systems and using either refillable cartridges with things related to marijuana, THC oils, even things from these marijuana dispensaries in states that are being sold really for the purpose of using in this way, clearly have a harm. We should have seen this coming, but the story of late has to do with people using oils that have CBD, that have THC. It's young kids, it's middle-aged people. This is a major acute lung problem. But the teen use is a related problem that's enormous, because you're right about. Last year's data suggested just what you said, which is that about 20% of high schoolers are vaping.
That knocked me off the chair, doctor, when I saw that. I got to tell you.
Yeah, it's you know, this is you're right. It is like big tobacco. This is big business trying to make money in a way that ultimately causes significant harm. And so it's like an episode of American greed. It's just unbelievable. This is Juul, for example, is valued at about $35 to $38 billion. 20% or so of kids are using Juul or similar. Most of them are using Juul. Among adults, e-cigarette use is actually really, really quite low. It's mostly people who are trying to quit smoking, or it's about 3% of adults and about 20% of kids. So you don't have to wonder who the target audience is here. So it's a really a terrible moment.
We're going to pick it up here when we come back. If you have any questions or comments about vaping, I'd love to entertain them at 870-870. You can text them in, and I'll pass them along to Dr. Stephen Cantro, associate professor in pulmonary and critical care medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. When we come back, I'd like to go back historically and see when was the explosion, really, of big tobacco and cigarette smoking. And again, are we on the cusp of that right now, and should the government step in? And there is a difference also between the devices and what is vaped. And CEO of a big company that supplies the devices, Kush, says he wants the government to regulate, I guess, what's put into the devices. I don't know that he asked that the government regulate the devices themselves, and I don't know if that would make a difference. We'll find out when we come back. 720 Traffic Now, WWL. 724, talking about vaping here on WWL. One in five high school students say they vape, and that just means, you know, if you got, a group of 40 students in the class, eight of them are vaping? And that just astounds me. Dr. Stephen Cantro is our guest, associate professor in pulmonary and critical care medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. Doctor, can you trace back to big tobacco and an explosion of cigarette smoking among the populace? Would it be World War II before that, or can you really put a date on it?
Yeah, it was about World War II. This is the cigarette epidemic is about 100 years old now, and it started. It took off as they put cigarettes in the rations with GIs going to the war, and by about 1950, it was reaching its peak, and through about the late 1970s, 1980, smoking was tremendously prevalent. So.
So are we on the cusp of that? On the cusp of that right now, where, you know, one in five high school students vaping. I don't know what the situation is in the military, but is this analogous to where we were then? And maybe if we wouldn't have done that, we wouldn't have had the problem with cigarette smoking that we do. And it's time to step in and nip this in the bud, to use a phrase.
Yeah, it's definitely time to step in and nip this in the bud. You know, these kids are addicted. I have teenage children, and they what they say is, they've tried it. They're glad they're not among them friends. They're among their friends who are addicted and don't really know what to do next. It's a very difficult situation. This is a strong addiction for teenagers. Cigarettes were a strong addiction for teenagers. This has always been a teenage problem. Most people who ever started smoking before they were 18 years old. So that's how the businesses get you. They get you started when you're young, and then you spend a long time trying to stop.
I will say this on a personal note. I think the fact that your children tell you that speaks worlds to the quality of the relationship you have with them. And I congratulate you on that. When it comes to vaping and the illnesses that it can cause, is there a difference between the device, doctor, and what's put into it? And when we see these, can you make that distinction? And when we see all of these people with the lung infections, et cetera, do they know if that's because of the device or what is put into it? And is a long question, is my Bobby Hebert question, but is there a way to safely use one of these devices? Because a guy that's the CEO of Kush Company, and that's a big old publicly traded company, says he wants the government to regulate not the devices, but what it is that people put into them.
Yeah, well, the device is the advance here, and it creates an opportunity maybe for a device that, for example, could help some people stop smoking if, for example, Chantix didn't work for them. That's where the FDA, I think, is on this. In fact, they're going to require Juul by 2022, 3 years from now, to demonstrate that they have a net public good, public health good, in order to continue selling their product. We'll see how this all plays out, but you can see a future, Tommy, where these devices their potential has been harnessed and carefully studied and FDA approved for use for the 35 to 40 million people who currently smoke combustible cigarettes. It might be actually helpful for them. But you have to set that aside for a moment and look at what's happening, which is these are companies that are aggressively targeting marketing to children. And that is definitely a net public harm.
So what could the government do? Because whenever you hear one of these things, be it drugs or whatever, people say, well, it's just going to create a thriving black market. But even so, it's going to make it harder, I guess, for kids to get these things. Or in terms of government regulation, is there not enough enforcement in terms of you know, what age you can buy them, or should they just be taken off the market completely, in your opinion?
Yeah,
from a health standpoint.
Oh yeah. So from my opinion, yeah, they recreational use, which is sold over the counter to whomever for whatever purpose, including refillable, putting these oils and all this stuff, that ought to stop and ought to stop now. That's recreational e-cigarette use. There's no net benefit. There's obviously harm. And as people experiment with inhaling things in their lungs, we're going to find more harm. So that ought to stop and needs to stop now. Should the e-cigarette technology that's been developed be studied separately and carefully to see if there's a benefit for people who are trying to quit smoking combustible cigarettes? Yes, I think so, absolutely. So this is a fork in the road where, in fact, strong regulation ought to take them off the market as a recreational use, and where careful studies to see if these can and should be approved as a therapy should move forward.
A text comes in. Hello, I go to Jesmond. On Monday, we had a presentation about vaping, and he said that the vapes exploded while people were using them, but they didn't go into detail. Can you explain why it blows up? Is that, I guess, when it comes to education, is it about the dangers of the device, or is it more about, even if it's reliable, it's gonna do you some harm within your body?
Yeah. So there are battery problems that can cause explosions. These are invented. They're not regulated. They're sold with very little oversight, and so they can explode. They can catch on fire. But I don't think that's actually really unusual. But the harm is with everybody who inhales these things. They deliver nicotine in very high doses. You know, if you were trying to smoke nicotine from a burning cigarette to get your nicotine there, it's kind of noxious, and it hurts your lungs and makes you cough. You can get used to it, but it probably limits how much nicotine you consume. These things, you know, blueberry flavor inhaled with a high nicotine load. This is a whole new world of nicotine exposure for the vulnerable young brain. Not to mention the fact that these are flavors that are heated that may well have some other long-term health consequences, some other injury to the lung that unfolds over years. So, yeah, there is no benefit for a young person to be using these devices.
Interesting conversation about vaping. We pause now for WWL First News. And for that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Joshua, I'm Dave Cohen. WWL First News. Now it's Tommy Tucker on WWL.
7:39, we're going to continue our conversation about vaping. Do you have adult kids for the most part, don't you?
My youngest just went away to college this year, so I have officially an empty nest now.
Have you had a conversation with them about cigarettes, about vaping or anything like that, or did
My
you ever have to?
My youngest went to a youth group meeting once, and we thought it's a good thing. It's a youth group. It's going to be positive. Well, he got there, and two kids pulled him aside and said, hey, want a vape?
Oh,
and
Lord.
Went outside, and it became this big hullabaloo and this big mess, and that did occasion us to have a very serious conversation about the dangers of inhaling anything other than air into your body.
See, that's the way I feel about it. And you know, I've had some asthma and so forth and had to get these breathing treatments, you know, where they put the mask over your face and so forth. I didn't like that.
Yeah, and that was prescribed by a doctor.
And that made your lungs better, right? It was actually done in a hospital. And I hated that. So I can't understand how people want to inhale this stuff. When we come back, somebody texted this in. I think it's a great question. What about if there's no THC, no nicotine in it, and you're just inhaling flavored vapor? Is there anything wrong with that? It would seem to me that it wouldn't be a good thing, but we'll find out when we return.
Yeah.
What?
It just seems to me, why?
That's my question as well.
I mean, we went out to the vape shops yesterday. We sent Tom Perumian out there, and a lot of people he talked to said, hey, they used to be 2-pack, 3-pack a day smokers, so they felt better vaping than smoking, but I guess maybe it is the lesser of the evils, but man, if you can just avoid inhaling anything that doesn't belong in your body, you think you'd be better off.
I know we got to go, but I was telling him, I was walking a dog one night, and I thought a house was on fire. When I got to it, they had four people in a garage vaping. I swear to God.
Wow.
All right, coming back, WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.